Some of life's big changes, even if they're good, can leave you feeling more than just a little bit overwhelmed. Like, what did I get myself into?
I saw you bathing by the pool. The house behind you was on fire.
Getting married, having children, and what that does to your identity. The three women in the band Call Me Spinster are not afraid to go there. Their lives have already had some twists.
I definitely did not think that I would be in a band with my sisters. My name is Rosie Graber.
Rachel Graber, 14.
Amelia Graber Jacobs.
And as little sister Rosie just said, making music together didn't start out as a family goal. All three were teachers on their own paths, living in different places, when the oldest, Amelia, settled down in Chattanooga. Rosie and Rachel soon followed her there.
Every tired story is the same.
It's been a mix of motherhood and music for each of them ever since. Four children now, with another on the way, just as Call Me Spinster has their first full-length album. It's called Potholes. We asked the sisters to tell us the story behind one of their songs, Feet Are Dirty.
This is Amelia, and I was a new mom. I was literally getting into my newly clean sheets, which felt like a miracle in and of itself.
Our feet are dirty, and the sheets are clean.
I think I did truly have dirty feet, or dirtier than I would have liked. It's definitely one of my things. My husband has perpetually dirty feet, and I think it was partially just laughing at myself that I was the culprit and was probably too tired to get out of bed and take a bath. But I was just, I think, narrating. And I just kept following it.
Where have you been, boy? Darling, where have you been?
The little ooh, 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 ooh part started to follow.
This is Rachel, and this was in our early songwriting, where our technique that was working for all of us in our own ways was finding a quiet space and making whale noises. The bathtub was a usual place. We would start out by just kind of going, and then kind of narrating what we were thinking.
This is Rosie jumping in. This song has become pretty electronified, and one of the acoustic things that's stayed in is Rachel's voice going.
From the get-go, I had this sort of dun, 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 synthy bass line in my head. We were listening to a lot of Robin,
a timeless synth pop legend. So we had this ritual of dance church whenever we were feeling particularly stuck. We would give ourselves maybe two songs, three songs to just dance it out. Sometimes we'd have the baby around, sometimes we'd have the dog around. I think kind of tossing the dog and the baby back and forth.
I remember very distinctly sitting on our porch and looking at this really brittle brown Christmas tree that had been just sitting there, as many things had in my yard. I mean, it just was sort of represented this domestic chaos. So it started out as, it's time to burn the Christmas tree.
All three of us, I think, have had the breakup that takes a lot of breakups. This idea of many olive branches extended, I think that stanza to me is sort of the final straw of saying, no more take threes, take fours. This is it. I'm not even going to allow the olive branch to be available. This is over. That smell of it's burned, it's done, and we're ready to move on, and it can be a celebration for everybody.
In any situation where you're in love, I think, with your child or your partner, and you are giving a lot, then there's always a moment where you stop remembering to make yourself feel good. I think this is a moment where we're saying, nope, it's time for me to feel joy and good, and I need to think about me for a minute. You feel like you're burning everything down around you for that sometimes, and even though that's often not the case at all, it usually helps everything else.
So much of songwriting does feel so subconscious. From the outside, it's this sort of thinly veiled exploration of very real emotions, oftentimes dark ones. And I think I was exploring this feeling of release and, can I quit motherhood? Is this the thing that I could do? Which, of course, I don't actually want to do, but it's like playing with those emotions that, you know, pop up once in a while. Coming sort of to the edge of the cliff and looking down and then scaling it back. And I think this song was maybe a safe way for me to play with that.
Ashes in the air today, I think we earned it.
That was Amelia Graber Jacobs, Rachel Graber 14, and Rosie Graber of the Chattanooga-based band Call Me Spinster, talking about Feet Are Dirty, one of the songs on their new album, Potholes.